We were just discussing the emergency landing of a very small plane at Liverpool Golf Course this afternoon. We spoke to Scott and then Craig, who called in. But there is a drama involving another plane, and this is a Jetstar flight that diverted to Indonesia after a brawl broke out on board. And passengers on that flight, Aussie passengers, are saying that the airline made the right decision. The flight from Sydney to Phuket was forced to land in Bali after six passengers became extremely disruptive, which is a nice way of saying they're involved in an all-out brawl in the air while the plane was flying. Indonesian police removed the passengers from the plane at Denpasar Airport before the flight continued on to Thailand. Now, I wasn't going to mention this until later on in the program. However, we have just tracked down one of the passengers on board, Romy Pappas, who was on board when all of this went down. Is that you, Romy?
Yes, hi.
Thank you for talking to us. Can you describe what happened on board and where you were in relation to this?
Basically, we were sitting in the same row, my boyfriend and I, but on the other side of the plane. They were pretty rowdy for the entire flight, but the actual altercation broke out probably about an hour or so before we landed in Bali, I think. The guy sitting behind me asked one of the men, who was being really kind of loud and obnoxious for the whole flight, to just sit down because he was bothering everyone. And he pretty much tried to pick a fight with him. So they started kind of yelling at each other over my seat. And I tried to move out of the way, but one of the other friends of the group tried to stop him. They were all kind of trying to hold him back, and essentially they got into a fight between two of the friends, and he just, one of them punched the guy in the face, I think, two or three times. And then there was just a lot of yelling and a lot of fighting and shoving, and the staff were just trying to calm it all down, but it was pretty bad.
This is scary. I mean, when a fight breaks out and you're witnessing it, it's scary for anyone, but when you're in an aeroplane and that plane is in the air, it's particularly concerning.
Yeah, that it kind of just made everything worse. Like, I'm not good in any situation when people are fighting, but I went into full kind of shutdown mode. I got pretty stressed out and just tried to get out of the way, and there was a toddler standing pretty much right behind the guy. He couldn't see her. The dad swept in very quickly and got her out of the way, which was good. But there were so many kids around. It was pretty awful.
Let me guess, alcohol played a part in this, did it?
Yes, I think so. They all seemed like they'd been drinking, but only three of them were being like loud. The other three didn't do pretty much anything wrong throughout the whole flight. But three of them were being particularly rowdy and loud, and I only saw them have, I think, one, maybe two on the flight, but they must have been drinking before they got on.
There are some other passengers that ended up with blood on them.
Yeah, the guy that got hit was bleeding from his nose, and I don't know how it happened, but he got like blood all over his stomach and took his shirt off, and he was just angrily throwing all the napkins that he was using to wipe the blood just all over the seats and the floor. Mm. It was lovely.
So once they were turfed off, how did everyone else respond? Did the police then come on and grab them off the flight when you landed at Denpasar?
Yeah. So the staff handled it really well. We basically had no indication of why we were landing. The pilot made an announcement to say that we had to have like a holding off period because of the storms in Phuket. And we landed, and then just quietly, I think 8 or 9 Bali police just walked on and asked them all to get off the flight with them.
Yeah, well, and Jetstar did a good job handling the situation, I'm told. Is that something you would say as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what else they could have done. They asked them to kind of calm down so many times before the situation escalated. And then basically all they could do was just try and keep the guy a bit kind of calm, and just they were helping him with his wounds and just managed to get them all to kind of just sit down. The pilot came and talked to them a few times. And I honestly don't think there's much more they could have done, and they handled it, really well.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. You're now in Phuket, and you're now on holiday?
Yeah, now here, which is nice.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on and telling us about it.
No, that's all right. Thank you for having me.
Romy Pappas, who is one of those Jetstar passengers. They were supposed to be going to Phuket, but instead had to land in Bali because there was an all-out brawl on the plane. And a bloke there covered in blood after his nose or his lip or something was broken open, and other passengers ended up with blood on them. This bloke is wiping it on seats. Crazy behaviour while this flight was in the air.